AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A New York appeals court has just ruled against former President Donald Trump and his attempt to delay the New York hush money trial over defense complaints about jury selection. The jury has been seated, and the AP's Mike Sisak reports testimony slated to begin Monday.
The jurors were chosen in what was essentially a process of elimination. They answered a questionnaire probing their background, their political beliefs, their news diet, and whether they could be fair and impartial.
The judge has agreed to seal some documents in the case in what will be the first criminal prosecution of a former president. A man set himself on fire outside the courthouse, alarming bystanders with the smoke and flames. He's in critical condition. In Washington, the American Petroleum Institute says the Biden administration's new rules to restrict oil and gas leasing in environmentally sensitive areas of Alaska are, quote, misguided. Tomorrow could bring the final vote on aid to Ukraine and Israel after a preliminary approval today. Here's our Sagar Magani.
It was a rarity in the hyperpartisan House. Democrats helped Speaker Mike Johnson's $95 billion aid package move toward a final vote.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances.
Johnson will need much more help to pass each of the four separate aid bills this weekend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel and Iran both seem to be downplaying suspected Israeli strikes at military targets in Iran and Syria. Military analyst Elias Hanna of Lebanon.
I think that it's like tit for tat.
He thinks both countries are working to avoid escalating the tensions. You know that big invasion of cicadas? A group in New Orleans is holding demonstrations on how to turn them into Cajun-spiced snacks. Stocks mix, the Dow up 200 points. This is AP News. Federal aviation officials are investigating a near collision on the ground at Reagan National Airport in Washington.
The Federal Aviation Administration will investigate a Thursday morning near-miss incident at the Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. A JetBlue flight was beginning to take off in Arlington, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C., when an air traffic controller instructed a Southwest flight to cross the same runway. Both airlines said they're working with officials to investigate the incident further. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
More people living near an erupting volcano in Indonesia are being evacuated. Island authorities are ordering them to leave due to the dangers of spreading ash, falling rocks, hot volcanic clouds, and there's the possibility of a tsunami. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.